This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
In Iowa next week, a small group of conservative caucus-goers will help choose the next president of the United States. But will they? Other states are getting sick of a tiny group from a small state having so much say. Is it rural grassroots democracy that Norman Rockwell and the founders idealized, or an anti-democratic play to the fringes, the case against the Iowa caucuses? It's Friday, December 30th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry for the last day this week. And I'm here with Celeste Headlee, also known as the birthday girl. Good morning, Celeste.
It is my birthday today.
And happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much.
Very wonderful to be with you this morning and all this week. Well, welcome to the last Takeaway of 2011. It may be that magical quiet week between Christmas and New Year's, but it hasn't been quiet for us. Our Follow Friday panel is here for a review of the week's news. We've got movie reviews with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, plus their best and worst and most overlooked movies of 2011. But first, a look at the Iowa caucuses and the Democratic case for ditching them. But a lot of you are still talking about our conversation on yesterday's show about flip-flopping in politics and whether it's such a bad thing. Amy writes to us on Facebook, "The issue with flip-flopping is that this behavior is likely to continue after a candidate is elected. And unfortunately, just taking a certain position on an issue in no way guarantees being able to do anything about it once they're in office." Well, tell us what you think by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, here's a check on the morning's top headlines.
It's just days before Iowa's presidential caucus, and the race is heating up. Another of Michelle Bachmann's key aides, political director Wes Enos, has left her campaign. And Occupy protesters are ratcheting up the temperature also. Five demonstrators were arrested outside of Ron Paul's campaign offices. Another 12 were arrested at the Iowa Democratic Party headquarters in Des Moines. Police say the protesters refused to leave both sides when asked, but the arrests were peaceful.
Syria anticipates massive demonstrations shortly after Friday prayers today, with Arab League monitoring the situation closely. A member of the country's opposition group spoke to our partner, the BBC, about the monitor's mission.
We believe the monitors will see for themselves the kind of crimes against humanity which the UN Human Rights Commissioner was talking about a few weeks ago.
Activists say dozens died yesterday when security forces shot at crowds gathered in places that monitors were expected to visit. The UN estimates that more than 5,000 people have died since the uprising began earlier this year. North Korea says it will maintain its stance and refuse to deal with South Korea. The move dismisses the chances of improved relations between the two countries, at least for now. At the same time, North Korea rebuked South Korean President Lee Myung-bak after allowing two private delegations to attend Kim Jong-il's funeral.
The parent company of Sears and Kmart has announced the closing of 79 stores throughout the country. That's one of the largest retailers, but sales for the stores tumbled in the weeks leading up to Christmas, and shares in the company dropped more than 55% so far this year. Verizon Wireless customers took to the internet to express their rage. The company has announced a $2 monthly fee for only those people who make one-time payments on the phone or online. So you won't be affected if you have automatic payments. Nevertheless, customers flooded Twitter with comments and promised to set up online petitions. And then there's this. It's amazing. With a blink of an eye, you finally see the light. This is kind of an amazing story. The word amazing tops this year's banned words list. It's from Lake Superior State University. The list crowdsources people for the words and phrases they most want to go away because of misuse, overuse, or just uselessness. Also up for banishment, baby bump, occupy, and ginormous.
I support all of
Luckily,
those.
We already got rid of what's up a while ago, but you can call in, see if you can use all those words in one sentence or give us your nomination for what words need to go away. 8778-MY-TAKE. I'm going to nominate lol. Has that been banned yet? Asian markets are mostly up. European markets are mixed. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,287. The S&P at 1,263. The NASDAQ at 2,614. We have gotten so many responses on our discussion yesterday about flip-flopping and whether changing one's mind is a bad thing. And we want to hear your views as well. Give us your take at 8778-MY-TAKE. But in a moment, closer look at Iowa.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.